This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Last week was a Madison County Fair held in Highland. The 4-H Beef Cattle Show was held on Friday, and the results are as follows. Grand Champion Beef Female went to Claire Dorset. Reserve Grand Champion Beef Female went to Peyton Noggle. Grand Champion Cow went to Molly McColls. And Reserve Grand Champion Cow went to Peyton Noggle. Grand Champion Steer went to Rhett Sheen. And Reserve Grand Champion Steer went to Shaden Hoggs. Grand Champion Rate of Gain went to Kelsey Carlisle. And Reserve Grand Champion Rate of Gain went to Ruby Booner. Pee Wee Showmanship Champion was Molly McCall. And Reserve Pee Wee Showmanship Champion was Rhett Sheen. Junior Showmanship Champion was Luke Sheen. And Reserve Junior Showmanship Champion was Shaden Hoggs. Senior Showmanship Champion was Peyton Noggle, and Reserve Senior Showmanship Champion was Bailey Mettler. In the Master Showmanship Competition, the champion went to Carly Mattler of Highland, and Reserve went to Bobby Warden of Dorsey. Congratulations to all the exhibitors at the 2018 Madison County Fair. In national news today, the Senate left Washington on Thursday without voting to move the Farm Bill forward to conference or even naming conferees. Politico says those were two goals that Ag Chair Pat Roberts and Ranking Member Debbie Stunau wanted to get done before senators left town. Politico says the delay could be a result of a number of different things, including backdoor, last-minute deals and jostling by senators who want to get a seat on the conference committee. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he and the South Dakota Senator John Thune, who represent key Ag states, could be left off the committee if leadership only names five Republicans to the panel. If the lingering issues got worked out over the weekend, the earliest the Senate could vote would be Monday afternoon. The House left for its summer recess last Thursday. However, spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells the Hagstrom Report that the Senate is expected to vote to go to conference in the coming week. Seven groups that represent meat and poultry producers, as well as processors, wrote a letter to President Trump asking him to place cell-cultured protein products under USDA regulation. The meat industry website, meatingplace.com, says the groups want these products held to the same high standards for food safety and labeling that meat and poultry are held to under the USDA regulatory system. In the letter, the groups say cell-cultured products that purport to be meat or poultry should be subject to the same comprehensive inspection system that governs amperable meat and poultry products to ensure that they are wholesome and safe for public consumption. The groups also want the products regulated in a way that ensures they are labeled and marketed in a manner that levels the playing field in the marketplace. The groups also say that the Food and Drug Administration tried to assert itself as the primary regulator of cell-cultured products at a public meeting the USDA was excluded from. The groups say that it is inconsistent with meat and poultry inspection statutes, as well as a White House agency reorganization plan that consolidates food safety inspection duties into a single USDA agency. The Farm Show will return after these messages. There are many local agriculture events coming up in August. August 7th, DeKalb Asgrow has an evening field day starting at 4:30 p.m. Registration for this event will begin at 4 p.m. There will be several areas of agronomy discussed, including integrated solutions, growing season review, top corn and soybean product overview, and an Ask the Agronomist segment. This field day will be held in Golden Gate, Illinois. Dinner will be served following the talks at 6:30 p.m., along with some giveaways. See your DeKalb and Asgrow retailer for more information. There will be a workshop on successful phosphorus management on August 9th at the Carlinville Extension Office. The workshop starts at 9 a.m. and runs through noon. Lunch will be provided, so it is asked that you RSVP by August 6th by calling the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District at 217-854-2626, Extension 3. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. There will be a dunk booth, and all proceeds from the dunk booth will be going back to local 4-H. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available, and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. Come on out for the first annual Chesterfield Car and Truck Show. Registration will begin at 8 a.m., awards and raffles will be announced at 3 p.m., and the Chesterfield Community Center will be serving fish sandwiches, hot dogs, water, and soft drinks from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The registration fee is $15. You can vote for your favorite truck by using pennies. All proceeds will go to the Macoupin County Center for the Developmentally Disabled. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.